Annie Dugan, where's art? Okay, I'm sorry. It's going to be, Annie, it's going to be a week. We're talking artists all week long. And everything's going to be fruit basket upset.
I love it. I love it. You have picked, this is perfect, because KUMD has picked the longest week. You know, we have the longest amount of daytime this week. So it is only appropriate that we have chosen
that we dedicate every single minute to art. Jonathan Thunder says hi. Jonathan Thunder says hi. And he's going to be a guest again on Thursday because we're even able to work in art and artists with some of our other features. He and Brenda Child are going to be our guests on Thursday to talk about Bow Wow Pow Wow. And Brenda's going to be on the phone from the cities, and Jonathan's going to be live in the studio. Yay!
Bow Wow Pow Wow Wow.
My two favorite things, dogs and powwow. I can't wait.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
I'm pretty excited.
I love it. I love that because art intersects our lives in so many different ways. I love when I teach my students at St. Scholastica, a lot of them are studying, you know, physical therapy or sports medicine or economics. And I love that art intersects all of those sectors in so many interesting ways. So I love that, you know, you can incorporate and see the direction and the impact that cultural expression has in our lives in a lot of different ways. That's perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be marvelous. So we've got fabulous artists all week long that we'll be having conversations with. Our Green Visions this week is going to feature an artist who is going to be in the Park Point Art Fair, who is making art out of reclaimed materials. So it's just, like you say, art touches everything. It's going to be pretty cool.
It absolutely does. And art is going to be touching steamrollers on Friday.
What?
So I know. I'm so excited. So this has been about a year and a half in the making. The Big Relief, ha ha ha, Relief is a printmaking term. Big Relief printmaking fair is going to happen on Friday as part of the Lincoln Park Solstice Street Party. So Lincoln Park is closing off that 1900 to 2000 block on Superior. Yeah, Superior Street? Michigan Street. Whatever that main thoroughfare.
Right. Well, and not only that, whatever is open. At, you know, as we're in summer road construction, it's like, you know, that road down there, whatever's open.
Yeah, exactly. But they're going to be dedicating all of that instead of, well, there'll be a little construction equipment because there will be a steamroller, not an actual, you know, steam coming out of the top, but one that, you know, that you use to smooth asphalt.
Right, to squish it down. It's an asphalt squisher is the technical term.
It's a squisher, exactly. I think that's what I asked for when I rented it.
Exactly. Got it. I need one of those big rolly, steamy, squishy things.
Right, exactly. They put me down for one. So that is going to be the printing press. So
are you serious?
Isn't that going to be amazing?
Are you going to put ink all over this thing then?
So, yeah, it's going to work. It's actually going to work as the big roller. So you're going to ink the plate, which is these big plywood sheets of plywood. And that's what the printmakers have carved into. And then they're using paper. They're using sheets, you know, that they've gotten from the Goodwill. They're using all sorts of different materials to print onto. So they ink up the wood block, and then they put the paper or the sheet or whatever on top, and then they put a canvas thing on top of that, and then they literally drive over it with the steamroller to print it. It is going to be so much fun.
Okay, so I'm being distracted by minutia. You had to rent a steamroller.
Correct.
And where do you rent steamrollers? I mean, is there like a rent a steamroller in the, you know, online?
No, there's a few different rental places in our community. There is, and now Northern Engine, I think. Now I'm giving shout-outs.
Okay, well,
I don't know.
I guess my question, first of all, it didn't come from the city, which, again, would have just been interesting. But my question is, do you have to make sure there's no ink on it when you return it?
Oh, good question. I have not signed the contract yet. It's under my license, so I'm sure we'll will have to figure something out.
You might want to have a conversation about that, Annie.
Some parking lot somewhere is going to get a little extra art on it.
Well, I'm concerned about, you know, if you don't get your deposit back because there was ink on the rolly thingy, or if somebody right. says, we don't want art in our parking lot, who do you think you are?
Right.
All right. Well, anyway, this is fascinating. We'll get a link set up so that people can find out more information about this. And then, of course, it's the Park Point Art Fair at the end of the week.
Absolutely. The Park Point Art Fair is like the biggest art celebration in our community, or one of the biggest, I should say. It has, it has become a place for artists, a place for community. They have activities for kids. They have music. It has taken on that fair quality and turned it, you know, into a fair. So even if you aren't, you know, sort of, you know, used to going to art, this is your place because it is on the most beautiful location in all of the entire world, and you have some of the most beautiful artworks in the entire world, and a lot of the artists from the community as well. I mean, I think that this has become sort of a way to get together in the summer, really celebrate the creative process from everyone in our community, and enjoy Duluth at its height.
I think whenever you have the opportunity to look at something that you might want to buy, whatever it might be, anything from soup to nuts to artwork to steamrollers, and you have the opportunity to stand there and have a little bit of a conversation with the person who made it, that there's something
right.
kind of magical that happens there. There's new information that goes into your brain that you get for forever then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And here are some open-ended questions. What were you thinking about when you made this? What made you choose these colors? What is your favorite part about your process? What is your least favorite part about your process? How do you keep doing what you do? What drives you as an artist? What are you reading? Is always a great question. For artists, what are you making for dinner? It's artists are people too, so you can have some really wonderful connection.
I love
with them.
The opportunity to ask artists during Art Week what the most interesting comments are that they have
yes.
heard as they sit quietly in their booth. Maybe, you know, they step through the back of their little tent area and they, you know, go to get a can of pop or something, and they get to listen to people talk about their work. And I would imagine that the comments range from uplifting to, wow, I could have gone my whole life without having heard that, to, are you kidding me, to, their answers are so varied. It's really interesting to ask them about that.
Exactly. And that's what I caution everyone to is, you know, we artists have feelings. you can have criticism.
But it's not necessary to say my 3-year-old could do a better job.
Exactly.
Annie, thank you so much for being our guest. And thanks, you know, for Where's Art? We're really focusing, of course, on art on KUMD this week. And we certainly wouldn't be able to do the job that we do here without your participation. So just want to give you a little shout out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.